Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. And we're going to chat about the National Health Service, that jewel in the British crown, that institution that much must be clapped and applauded, and if not worshipped. Because remember, they're all angels, and they deserve everything we can get them, right? We're going to talk about the NHS because it's been quietly removing the word woman from so much. Let's get to that in a second. If you enjoy this one, remember, hit the button on your way out at the end of the podcast. Let me know you've enjoyed it. Take a second and do that, please. And if you enjoy the work we do, please consider buying me a coffee, link below, or going to DonorBox, link below as well. Choice is yours. Right. Let's get stuck into the NHS, shall we? That most obscene of organizations, because it is reported that the NHS has quietly removed the word woman from its menopause page. Yeah, woman and women have been quietly removed from NHS guidance about the menopause. Online guidance used to refer to women six times in overviewing the condition of menopause. But in these gender-neutral times, I'm sorry, it's had a dead set. Because remember, men can have the menopause too. After all, it's called the menopause, right? So, last month, it was revealed that NHS Digital had quietly scrubbed all mention of women from its landing pages for ovarian, womb, and cervical cancer. Now, even Savid Javid, our useless health secretary, he felt that common sense and the right language should prevail, and it is wrong. I mean, ovarian cancer, womb, these forms of cancers, ovarian, womb, and cervical, only women can get them, right? Only women, two genders. But no, the NHS decided, it might hurt the feelings of some trans person. So we got to remove that because at the end of the day, equality. And now we find that the words women and woman have been omitted from official advice about the menopause, which, of course, is something only a biological female can have. So this is all about the degendering of medical advice, which is being done by the woke Illuminati operating within the NHS. They want to remove women. The word term woman, the term women, because they feel that, well, language has to be so much more inclusive. So I ask you, I mean, since the menopause is when your periods stop due to lower hormone levels, that's when the only people who have periods are women, usually between the age of 45 and 55. Sometimes it can be even before that, like very rarely after that. But they don't want to use the word woman. So we're having things like cervical cancer being discussed without referencing women. We're having the menopause discussed without referencing women. This is the NHS at its pernicious worst. It's more concerned about getting the language right to accommodate a tiny percentage of deranged individuals who are obsessed on, well, not being sure of what their own gender are. So in other words, to accommodate the wishes of this tiny group, they're quite happy to say, well, women, which as we've just seen in the latest census, by the way, 51% of the UK population is women. So 51% of the community of the British population is being airbrushed from NHS guidance, lest it offends 0.009% of whatever, a tiny fraction of trans activists who don't want to have the word woman in there, unless they get to say, well, what about trans women? Well, trans women are men, and men don't get the menopause. Men don't get cervical cancer. You know, these are just hard realities, which it's almost inconceivable in 2022. We're having to actually spell this out, but we are, because the activists want to suggest, and you hear them saying this. I mean, you know, I've heard them saying in recent days concerning the Roe v. Wade debate in the States, don't forget, anyone can get pregnant. No, they can't. No, they can't. Only women can get pregnant. Only women can have the menopause. Only women can get cervical cancer. And we should respect women. And by respecting women, we should call them what they are. they are women. So I'm sure you agree with me on this one here, but it's more the fact that the NHS is clearly devoting resource to scrubbing the use of the word woman that's most disturbing. Because, you know, are we then having nurses being trained to treat people for cervical cancer who, for example, are biological males? Is that part of what the NHS is about? We know the NHS is certainly about providing surgery for individuals who want to shift genders, even though, of course, their essential DNA never changes. But if that means lopping bits off or augmenting bits, the NHS will do that. Yeah, that's super duper fine with the NHS. And the NHS, by the way, is taking like 130 billion of your taxes a year for this kind of insanity. And where does it end? I mean, where does the NHS is, honestly, it's a cancer on our health. It's a terribly bad thing, the NHS. If we stopped entirely, if we just dismantled the NHS and reverted to private insurance, the model would work so much better. But the way it works at the moment, it's all about this kind of bizarre, crazy political correctness, if you like. But even that's not the right word because this is more than just political correctness. This is the NHS colluding with the trans activists to remove the use of the word woman, woman or women. And if, like me, you support women and you love women and you want to see women given respect, those are all things endemic to my desires in this life, well, then I think we have to stand up and frankly say enough of this NHS. We're done with you. Thanks for listening.